This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, what America is talking about. It's a huge responsibility, but Michael Harrison carries it like Atlas carries the globe on his shoulders. It's a fabulous thing to see. I know it's tough, isn't it? Are you okay?
The globe.
Yeah.
My shoulders are aching from carrying the globe.
Well, take a couple of aspirin or leave and you'll be fine. Call me in the morning. The Talk Radio Review charts for the week of November 28th to December 2nd. That's why we're here to discuss the stories and the people that are on the list that's created by Talkers Magazine after lots of research every week. The list appears. Hello, knock, knock. Anybody
hello,
home?
it's third floor women's lingerie.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Keep going. The chart list is at talkers.com every week and also at gooddayshow.com every week. So now that you've stepped off the elevator and you have the microphone.
Only people who are 95 years old got that reference.
Now, I got it and I'm not 95.
Do you remember that sound when you were five?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And there would be an operator who would be on the elevator.
Right.
That was the old days. They had the hand shift thing.
But it was particularly at department stores. I remember, I'd go to department stores with my mother. I'm 5 years mm-hmm. old. And I remember, bing, it was the sound of the elevator when it went to, because you took elevators as well as escalators.
Yeah, yeah.
The stores I was in were in New York. So a department store had like 10 floors, 15 floors.
Gimbals. Right.
Kimball's, Macy's, all that, whatever. But that sound of that elevator sounds very much like the computer sound that we hear now.
What's old is new again. You know, that's
I have a whole theory and kind of a lecture, and we'll get into this chart in a second on how the sounds of life have changed since the 1980s to now, where everything is electronic sounds as opposed to analog sounds,
or real sounds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Real sounds.
And, right. Nobody does this anymore. Right?
Unless you were doing that on a computer,
you can find that on a computer. Yeah, you can find that.
But
let's get to the
top 10 stories.
Yes.
Christine McVie passed away.
Oh, my God. Isn't that awful?
Do you know that throughout the 70s, she was my favorite musical artist?
She was my favorite everything. If I could have chased her around, that sounds crude, but I think that she was one of the most special faces and voices and just seemed to be a swell all the way around, to put things into the vernacular of the 80s and before. She was just something else.
You know, her maiden name was Christine Perfect.
Perfect.
She was
an album
pretty much. The legendary Christine Perfect was an album that came out. It was a re-release. She never played the image of a rock star. She was a classy person and brought tremendous dignity to Fleetwood Mac, not to mention tremendous music. You know, there's a group that had two superstar women in it, Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie. And what a group that was. My goodness gracious. Holy Toledo. Yep.
And the two of them, when we think about
Christine McVie.
She didn't take the oxygen out of the room the way Stevie Nicks did.
Totally. I preferred her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I like both of them.
Her silky voice and the fact she played the keyboards in a way that was just
standing up and letting her, as she looks around at the crowd and the rest.
Yeah, yeah, just above it all.
Yes.
Very I tell you, it hit me like a hammer when I saw that news. 79 years old. 79
Pretty young.
Years
old. It'd be interesting to find out. She only had a short illness. So what was it? That's what people
want to know. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of privacy surrounding that.
Well, maybe that's the way it should be.
At number nine, the World Cup. At number eight, the Russia-Ukraine war. The weird relationship brewing between Twitter and Apple is at number seven. At number six, the protests in China. At number five, the Respect for Marriage Act tied with the student loan forgiveness situation. At number four, January 6 investigation and the Oath Keepers convictions. At number three, the economy and the collapse of FTX. At number two, new congressional leaders and the Warnock-Walker runoff that's coming
up. You see what the lieutenant governor of Georgia said? He didn't vote for either of the two of them.
What a choice.
Oh, my God. Both of them are horrible. One's more horrible than the other.
One is more horrible than the other.
Yeah.
One is very horrible.
Yeah.
And the other is just, kind of horrible.
Kind of there, yeah, right.
You know.
Not leadership.
At number one, Trump in 24 and legal issues surrounding Trump. Trump.
Yeah, Trump.
Want to go through the people fast?
Please.
Christine McVie at number 10, 9, Elon Musk and Tim Cook. At number 8, the Oath Keepers guys, Stuart Rhodes and Kelly Meggs. Adam Schiff is 7, Ron DeSantis is 6, Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker at number 5. Kevin McCarthy and Hakeem Jeffries at 4. Yay and Nick Fuentes at 3. Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden at 1. There you go.
All right. Now, I'm going to pass along something that we got a question from somebody listening. As you know, we pump social media here, as do other programs. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter.
And as a result, we got one question?
Well, no. This is a question for you.
What's the weather going to be tomorrow?
There's a lot of stuff. Probably next week at this time, we'll be talking about the avalanches on the west coast with all the snow and things warming up and the avalanches on the four or five states that there really is a problem. But no, this was a lady named Melody Ruth, who, when we were talking about the list earlier, because there are 2 hours of this program, she asked why the story of the this is her phraseology now. The uber-expensive fashion house Balenciaga, is that how you pronounce it? I guess it is, right? Balenciaga?
I don't know.
Anyway, their hideous campaign featuring girls 3 and 4 years old and their sexualized poses, why is that not on the list? Now, I have the answer.
You know the answer to that is.
Yeah, I do know the answer. Well, you give it instead of me.
The answer is because there are 10 other topics that people are talking about more on the radio.
More. That's right. But it does bring to the surface that even though these are the ones that are most discussed, there are other things. I don't want to leave people with the thought that, in general, these are the only things being discussed.
If people think that these are the only things being discussed and really believe that, then they're not smart enough to listen to talk radio. That's like thinking that Casey Kasem's 10 songs are the only songs in America.
Right.
Or
40.
It's called Top 10. Top.
Right.
It's a list of the top. It doesn't mean the whole thing. And, of course, I guess this is what's called an FAQ, frequently asked questions, and you start rolling your eyes after a while.
Yeah, right.
Of course, there are local issues in different places that are not on the national list, and big stories. There's so much more to it. This is a countdown show of the top tens,
right.
And even then we squeeze more in. We all these ties that we do. If we really want to focus the microscope a little bit closer, we can get rid of ties. There'll be even less diverse topic matter on these lists. So that's a no-brainer.
A listener responding to that question named Colette Van Pelt said, "No, everybody gets it eventually." Referring to why this, everybody gets the fact that these sorts of things are problems, and sooner or later they come out. I think that was the translation here. Anyway,
So I don't know what that means. Everybody gets it eventually.
I think it means that, and I don't, I should have, that's the difference. See, in social media, we only get to have a one-way conversation. In the old days, we actually took telephone calls when the callers were good. You could have a two-way conversation, and I could ask the question, but here I'm looking at a flat screen with a bunch of words on it, and you don't really know what the nuance is that's connected to it. So I suppose maybe I could ask myself a question, why the heck do we care what the listeners
Well, no, the point is, first of all, in the old days, they took calls, and they still do take calls. This show is not every show.
Right. That's it.
Most shows that are live still take calls.
Yep.
This show is not designed to take calls. It's a review.
It is. So thank you.
You know, I'm always interested in what people think.
Right.
But I'm not that interested in... Look, if I... This whole thing about two-way street conversation in terms of the modern times of digital era feedback. Mm-hmm. If you went to a play on Broadway, would you want somebody in the audience to jump up on the stage and say, here's the way it should be done?
No!
If you're watching a baseball game, you want some guy coming out of the stands and saying, no, I'm getting up at bat.
Yep, right. It's my turn.
I mean, we should not sacrifice the one-to-many type of communication, especially in the arts, mm-hmm. for going, you know, overblown on, we got a call, we got a reaction, yeah. We got a question.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, we're still in a very awkward phase of the transition from the 21st to the 22nd, from the 20th to the 21st century, where the 21st to the 22nd is going to be insane. But this is a very awkward phase because things are changing technologically in communications, and as a result, our sociology is changing. So, of course, the media is going through an awkward stage.
Yes, it is. There's no question about that. And as we're all going through an awkward situation, the new media, we're trying to deal with or understand some of these things. Here's one that really will blow your mind. And this is one of the things that, because I know you're so interested in it, I saved it for you. There is a reality in the world of physics called a baby wormhole. And it's been recreated in a laboratory to study quantum physics. If you don't think that's important, listen, and we'll discuss it in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller. Who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, official lists and conversation about the charts and other things that are important conversationally. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The charts represent, as Michael was just explaining, what the top stories are, not all the stories. And one of the things that I'm bringing in is sort of a countdown extra, because I know you're fascinated with science fiction, and you know a lot more than most people about the ultimate question, what is a wormhole, or what's going on in space, or what, you know, Albert Einstein, I think, was the first person to talk about wormholes as a rupture in space and time. You know, it's always great to have that stuff in, like, Star Trek and Star Wars. And
yeah. Well, you know, I'm more interested in science faction as opposed
yes.
to science fiction.
What a great term.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of fantasy. Fantasy is sort of like Lord of the Rings and, you know, the Star Wars,
yeah.
More so
right.
than Star Trek.
Right.
It's all fantasy to a certain point. But wormholes is basically the concept that you can go from one part of the universe to another by going through a dimension of space and time that we don't fully perceive. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like taking a shortcut. Or if you took
a black
paper,
hole involved in it?
A black hole could be involved in it. A black hole could be a wormhole. The fact is, we only know about these things theoretically. We don't fully understand them physically. Mm-hmm. It's sort of back to what we were talking about earlier, the difference between the analog age and the digital age. Well, the quantum age goes even deeper into things about reality that go against our intuition. They go against what we see and feel and think in terms of our senses. And the idea that the other side of the universe might be only one block away if
yeah.
you get off the highway and you go down yeah. the side street.
Yeah, right.
That's basically what it's about.
Well,
it wouldn't be fair to the audience or to me to go too deeper into it, because
no.
even the biggest experts eventually become confused.
Well, it's the reason that I brought it up is because this week a physicist created a baby wormhole in a laboratory, trying to ostensibly study quantum physics, and what happens in the world that you just described. That really is why I brought it up, because this, I'm looking at a picture that was created out of this baby wormhole, and it is, it's magnificent and scary at the same time. Because what you can see or what you think you're seeing is that we're back to, is that really what it looks like?
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff. I love this subject. But it's a subject that even the experts are confused about.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Feynman, one of the great physicists of all time, and a guy who sort of was like Einstein when it came to quantum physics, he said anybody who claims to understand quantum physics doesn't understand quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a field that just boggles our mind. And all of reality, as we see it in the physical world, is based upon it, meaning that life as we know it is an illusion. There are aspects to reality that defy our comprehension, and it's basically magic. Magic. Reality is magical.
If you come back to the reality of the world, here's something that is also one of those things. Can you believe it? Finland is the happiest country in the world, and one of the reasons that it is, this is a non sequitur, but it's also kind of fun, 99% of Finnish people visit a sauna at least once a week to bring it
back. Do they get there through a wormhole, or do they just walk in?
No, we have to do more investigation on that. 28 right. past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And ended up with a good product, but we still have more work to do, in my view, in terms of ultimately getting paid sick leave, not just for rail workers, but for every worker in America.
President Biden's comments as Congress voted to pass a tentative labor agreement and avoid a rail strike, an amendment to add 7 days of paid sick leave for railroad workers, failed to pass the Senate. The president signed the bill on Friday. As part of the latest jobs report, the Labor Department says average hourly earnings went up by 18 cents in November. The average wage is now $32.82 an hour. The United States men's soccer team plays Netherlands in the knockout round of the World Cup on Saturday. That game slated for just after 10 o'clock Eastern time from Qatar. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for what amounts to the last week of November, first week of December. Can you believe, Michael Harrison, that we are in the last month of 2022? That's a sobering fact.
Very much so.
It
very,
is.
Very, very much so.
Yep.
I mean, we're deep into the 21st century.
Very deep.
You know?
Like our conversations. Very deep. Okay.
I'm getting ready for Y3K.
Are you?
Yes. Spaceships are going to fall out of the sky.
Could be. Right. Bill Clinton handled that very well. Clinton has COVID. And as we look at the list for the first time in a long time, COVID's not on it, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
It's still there, but we're, I think, tired of talking about it.
Or there are other things we're talking about more.
Yep. All right, Joe Biden, number one on the people list. He was the entertainer this week at the state dinner. Maine lobster, beef,
yeah,
hey, fine, you know, cheeses.
And Macron was talked about this week, you know.
Yes.
He sort of Macron fell into the Biden thing. This is an this is as imperfect a science as quantum physics.
Yeah, of course it is. I just, I've got a kick out of looking. All the people made a big deal out of who was there. All the Democratic yayas who are on television, the people who support the left, and it's pretty obvious that they do with their comments and commentary, the folks on Good Morning America. The nicest look was Jennifer Garner, who was there, and it was nice to kind of see her wearing, I love these people that, you know, they want to make a red carpet out of even a White House event. So there's Jennifer Garner in a red velvet.
That's well put. A White House event, that's the red carpet out of a White House event. Boy, Washington goes Hollywood. You're absolutely right. That is such a good way of putting it. Well, hopefully now war with France will be averted.
Right. I'm with you on that one.
Think about it. All of this about our relationship with France.
Yes, right. All right, let's go to the island here. Number three this week is a focus on the economy. Here's something that has shaken Britain to its core. The fact that a number of companies in England are now implementing a four-day work week. They're going to have people work 10 hours a day, no pay cuts. So I wonder, under the circumstances, because we've played with this, or labor unions have suggested it. We're used to a five-day work week now. When our grandparents were around, it was a six-day work week. And if you're a farmer, it still is a seven-day work week. That's just kind of how it works. But according to what I see about their four-day work week and the campaign to change things around, the four-day week will make us less stressed, not burnt out, because that extra day apparently does it, Michael. We are stressed out and we're burnt up because we work 7 to 5. People don't even know what hard work is for the most part anymore, in my estimation. I think it's a lot of hooey. But that
maybe we're becoming soft.
Yeah. Productivity's down.
First of all, I put in an 8-day work week.
Yeah, me too.
The Beatles, 8 days a week.
Right.
using that term, here in the digital era, and things are so different now than they were 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago, and we still think it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago, but and we wonder what's wrong.
We'd like it to be. Maybe that's it.
The pace and the stress of instant communications, the idea of a work day, adding to that the fact that so many people are now working from home remotely, etc., the idea of a work day is an obsolete concept. It's obsolete. Mm-hmm. So even if you work 4 days a week, you're going to have to catch up on your work at home or at night. Now, the only jobs that really do not have that type of pressure attached to them are, low-paying jobs and entry-level jobs, where if it isn't you, it's another guy. And even those jobs carry with them an amount of stress that we had not seen before. But for most people who have what we call a career, you don't judge your work by checking in and checking out what time you're on, what time you're off, and then you put it behind you. It's just not possible. So time management is much more of a concept that makes sense than, okay, we're going to give you Monday or Friday off so you can have a 3-day weekend. You just carry that stress with you to your day off. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No, that's why I don't think it's a big deal for those of us who are on the go or productive or whatever. We're in our own businesses. You are, I am, I have three businesses.
But even people that work for people are in their own businesses.
Yeah, that's right. They're working too. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, sometimes, the person who is in their own business is really working for their employees.
Yeah, because they're making payroll.
Right. It's all upside down.
Yeah.
There are no fat cats. The only fat cats are in a strata that you and I don't even understand. And then you get fat cats like Elon Musk and Zuckerberg and Bezos. And these guys work day and night. They're insane. Yeah.
They're on it all the time. That's
constantly.
How they get to where they are. Right.
Exactly. And to maintain it.
Yeah.
And they're all nuts. Because when they do have it going well, they create situations so that they have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in a very different time when it comes to the concept of checking in and checking out, the time clock idea of work. So when I hear stories about 4-day weeks, it doesn't matter.
No big deal.
But whatever. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking back to what we were talking about in terms of around the clock and stuff and how it works. We have to have a schedule. Like, the program starts at a certain time, and it ends at a certain time. But it isn't just the program that we're talking about. It's the way to put the program together.
Of course.
And we're on duty all the time because we're observers of the scene. And the things that come into our conversations are things that happen all around the clock, things that we see, observe. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Right.
And I deal with that in my various businesses. My main business is being the publisher of Talkers. Talkers is the information flow within the industry of talk media. I'm like a sentry. I'm on duty 24 hours a day.
Yep. You have to be paying
attention. Exactly.
All right. So speaking of talk radio shows and hosts and stuff, for some reason, I haven't followed Alex Jones in InfoWars. That is the demise of his program after the demise of his own reality with the suit brought about by the folks in Connecticut and all of the other stuff. But apparently he's still growing. I don't know that I would say he's going strong, but he had Kanye West on this week, and Kanye was praising Hitler and the Nazis. And basically Jones just encouraged him to spew all the hate against Jewish people on his program. So it was on for an hour, and the whole business of what that does, why people think that that's important, and there's an audience for it, I guess. I don't know. What else can you say about Alex Jones and together with Kanye West? Yeah.
Well, I had Alex Jones over for Thanksgiving dinner. And
oh, did you?
Congratulations. I don't like to call people losers.
Okay.
But listen to the company that you're talking about there. Yeah. Kanye West on Alex Jones' show.
Right.
Look at the trouble Trump has now. For being a former president, having Kanye West and a couple of neo-Nazis to Mar-a-Lago. You're judged by the company you keep.
Yep.
And Jones, Kanye West, the best I could say about him, and this is my own personal opinion, is that he's emotionally unbalanced.
Yes.
Maybe he's just...
Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's just kidding us all. People think he is, or maybe he isn't, really.
Right, right. Who knows? But what he represents is disgusting. And Alex Jones, how could we, we live in a country where there is a thing called freedom of speech, so you can have your opinions.
Yeah.
I mean, remember many years ago in Skokie, Illinois, a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, they had to face the freedom of speech issue of allowing the Nazis to march down
the parade. Yes, I remember that. Yep.
And it was the worst elements given freedom for the best element. Being the First Amendment. This is always going to be an issue. It's always going to be an issue of the boundaries of freedom versus the consequences of repugnant philosophy and action.
Mm.
And this is why it's not easy to create borders and categories that everybody can agree with. Yeah. The human condition is a messy thing.
Unbelievable. That's what we talk about, and that's why this program and the world of talk radio, news talk radio, is number one on the format list when it comes to radios. I notice also there are people in the automobile business that are trying to get rid of the AM radio. Most of the talk is on AM radio stations.
Yeah, but it'll go elsewhere. The problem with AM radio is it's becoming an obsolete technology that has some of the most exciting programming.
Yeah, and you could easily
the best radio is on the bad band.
Yeah, why doesn't it, those people who are supposed to be representing us, if so many people want to listen to AM radio, why doesn't the government make it easy for us to clean up AM radio? There's a question. 45 past the hour, Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's have a look at the people list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the passing of Christine McVie puts her in the number 10 spot on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. Elon Musk at number 9, sort of tied with Tim Cook regarding the Twitter Apple situation. Stuart Rhodes, number 8. Adam Schiff is 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. The two running for the door, if you will, in Georgia, the senatorial candidates, Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. A lot of new information about Mr. Walker this week. That's number 5. Kevin McCarthy is number 4. I'm not going to call him Yee. I'll call him by his by his real name. Maybe I should not even call him anything. Maybe we shouldn't have Kanye West on the list, but he's there. Donald Trump is two, and Joe Biden is one. That's the story, or that's the people list here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. And now the list of the stories for this last week in November, first part of December, from the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can always find these stories listed both at the gooddayshow.com website and talkers.com. At number 10, no surprise here, the world has reacted, the music world and the world in general, to the passing of Christine McVie. Number 9, all the hubbub about the World Cup. Number 8, the war. Number 7, Twitter and Apple. And do they forgive and forget and move on? China, number 6. The Respect for Marriage Act being passed, number 5. January 6th, 4. The economy, number 3. The new leaders of both parties in Congress being discussed in lots of places you can imagine, number 2. And Trump in 24, number 1. Unbelievable. Those are the stories. No secrets here. When it comes to number 2 on the story, there's just a quick reference to the new leaders. The election has been certified in Arizona. It took a court case. This is amazing. There are a couple of other states. Where are we? We're a month since the election, and stuff's still going on. They have the re-vote in Georgia. For a guy that doesn't even live in the state versus a guy. Oh, my God. It reminds me. Remember when Hillary Clinton ran for the Senate in New York? She was a carpetbagger.
How many
people have done that since then? Mitt Romney basically was in Massachusetts as governor.
Mitt Romney, yeah, he's been represented different places. Robert Kennedy was from Massachusetts, and he became governor, senator from
senator
New York.
Senator New York, yeah.
That's an easy move
across the border there.
And he beat Kenneth Keating, who was a very popular senator. I was into politics when I was a little kid.
Good for you. Congratulations. Good. All right, 30 seconds on Sean Hannity. The headline of Talkers this week is Sean cracks 700 affiliates.
That's a lot of talk. He's an amazing talk show host. He's
good guy.
One of the top guys in cable television, and he's the top guy in
number one on the
in radio.
Hot 100. right? Yeah, Heavy 100, yeah. The Heavy 100, listen, yeah. Talkers Magazine. You can see all those names posted there at talkers.com, along with all the other ancillary things that we may not have had time to talk about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, as most of you know, if you're followers of fashion here. He's an expert on everything. You name it, he knows about it. And if he doesn't, he's kind of like me when I was teaching school. You ask a question, you make up a good snappy answer. It may not be the right answer, but it's a good snappy answer. So
always an answer.
Yep, got to have an answer for everything. Okay, let's start with the number one story this week, according to Talkers Magazine. Mr. Trump and his legal issues are number one. With me, I would say the issue would be his company, the company he keeps. But anyway, that's just that's just me. So, what are we, this is like on and on and on and on. Is it bigger or smaller, the pile of problems that he has legally with his taxes or whatever his business is doing? I mean, this guy is getting less and less popular even with his own party. So,
yeah.
What's the facts? What are the facts? Make it plural. What are the facts here, Steve?
Way and way bigger, including the, it's interesting, probably the biggest Trump legal news got the least played, as I saw in the press. You know, the tax returns are going to the House Ways and Means Committee. That's significant. The trial of his company in New York has gone to the jury. That's significant. But the biggest thing was the Judge Cannon, who had been the judge over the Mar-a-Lago case and dealing with the classified documents he had. Her decision was appealed to the appeals court in Atlanta, and a unanimous court. And it was three judges, all Republicans, two appointed by Trump. They just ripped the case apart, said Judge Cannon had no jurisdiction, no authority to appoint a master, and they said this is a criminal case, it just goes forward. Basically, they told both Judge Cannon and Trump to bend over, because that is going to be a huge case. And the fact that even his appointed judges were against him, and I mean the way that the 21-page ruling was written, this is going to be big problems for him.
Wow. All right, there it is in encapsulated form, folks. Next, number five on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week is the story of the Supreme Court getting the case of student loan forgiveness. Or who's doing that? I'm interested to know where you are on this. My guess is you and I may not agree on the idea of student loan forgiveness, but let's talk about the facts. What happens when this goes to the Supreme Court?
They'll throw it out. And here's the thing. I do think, you know, during the pandemic in particular, there were all kinds of companies, and throughout, companies have gotten all kinds of benefits. I happen to think that student loan forgiveness is a good thing. I also happen to think that the amount that kids have to pay for tuition is a bad thing.
See, I think that's the problem, really. But anyway, go ahead.
It is the problem. But focusing on the legal issues here, it isn't that this could not be done legally. It is that the president can't do it in the manner that he wants to. If this was done by Congress, that would be fine. But in fact, I tend to agree with those who oppose the legality of it. I think it's a good thing, but I think it was not done properly, and I think the Supreme Court will say the same.
All right. So there it is. That's number five. The war and the amount of money that we're spending, a lot of people are trying to come up with a challenge to the continuing checkbook. We keep writing checks to help the Ukrainians. Can the government spend as much as it wants? Is there any, you know, you think about the amount of debt that we have, and we don't seem to, we feel powerless. I think the average person thinks that we really have no control over what's going on. Do we?
We do through our elected representatives, but then you could go back to the Citizens United case, which gave corporations unlimited power to influence that as if they didn't already have it. Unfortunately, I got to say, I think we have the best Congress that money can buy, and money has bought them. And so is it serving the good of the people? On occasion. And what's funny is occasionally you'll see a bipartisan law go through that hardly gets mentioned. It's almost like they don't want to show that they've been cooperating on something good. But as far as the big stuff, they can do whatever to support Ukraine. It's expensive. I think it really is necessary.
Yeah, well, there you go. It is what it is, you know, it's frustrating. We all feel frustrated.
Yeah.
And so that's why we have talk radio, so we can feel our frustrations and get them out. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, an expert lawyer, college professor at Bentley University, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.